Get ready for the podcast. I address anything on my mind, on time, with the lines and the lyrics rhyme. And you know you can press rewind. Podcast, you can talk what you want to say. Here go the microphone, we can talk all day. I got time to listen to your thoughts, feedback. Just let the man talk.
And welcome back to the Wolf's Den Podcast, the podcast for gamers, two gamers, and about gamers. It's been 6 long weeks. About 6.5 weeks, actually. So we have a new day here. We are posting the podcast here on Fridays instead of Wednesdays from here on out. It is currently April the 15th. So you're probably wondering, where have you been at? Why has it taken you 6 weeks for a new podcast? Why is it taking you 6 weeks to drop season 3? Well, the answer is very simple, you guys. We have some life updates. That's what this podcast is mostly going to be about, as well as the future of the podcast going forward here at the Wolf's Den Podcast. So that's going to be in discussion today. Just a couple quick announcements, you guys. First, if you guys didn't know, I do stream live on Twitch, twitch.tv/TylerMCD65_ on Twitch. Mostly a lot of first-person shooters. I am currently in the works of doing more community nights. So if you guys are listening here on April the 15th right now, when this podcast actually drops, come on over to the channel right now. I am live tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we will be doing marbles on stream as well as Jackbox. Jackbox is a very mature type of video game that you can get your community involved. You do not have to have the game to actually be involved. Just have a second device near you, like a laptop or a phone or something like that. Whatever you watch your podcast on, have a second device so that way you can actually partake in the game itself with everybody. It is a load of fun and stuff like that. Marbles, you don't have to have that game either. Just be in the stream. And we can race each other and everything like that with marbles. It's a fun time. So swing on over, come hang out, let's chat and everything like that. If you guys want to get to know who I am as a person, not just a podcaster. But this podcast today is going to be about me, myself, my family, and some of the life updates, as well as the future of right here on the Wolf's Den Podcast. Another announcement, if you guys aren't following me on Twitter, at TylerMCD65 on Twitter, then you guys are going to miss out on a lot of tweets personally from me about the future of everything that is popping up here and everything that we are doing, not only just here on the podcast, but also here on what I'm doing myself as a person. What kind of things am I doing? What am I doing to advance and stuff like that? So that's what that's going to be about. And then you guys can follow the podcast Twitter at Wolf's Den Pod on Twitter. That is where you're going to get all the podcast updates and stuff like that. And here and there, that's what you guys are going to hear, see there. As well as we are starting a new segment here on the Wolf's Den Podcast in 2 weeks from today. We're going to be taking questions as well as statements. It's going to be the pinned tweet. If you guys need to or want to or anything like that, ask a question. Just give me a word of advice or give me encouragement, whatever you guys want to do. Wolf's Den Pod on Twitter. That is WOLFSDENPOD. That is going to be where you're going to see it. It's the pinned tweet. I'm going to be doing a new pinned tweet each and every single week. But for this one, it's going to be 2 weeks away. So if you guys are listening to this 2 weeks from April the 15th, that would be April 29th. This is where we're going to be recording and everything like that. So you guys will have, or well, that's when the podcast is going to be dropping. So you guys actually have until like April the 22nd, I will say. It will be the latest time that you will have to get those questions in. We'll be doing this once a week, every single week. So that way, if you guys need to, you guys can take a listen and stuff like that. In your questions or your statements, more than likely will be read here on the podcast. So make sure you guys head over there, check it out, and let's just have a good time. That's what that is all about over there. So With that, you guys, we're going to get right into the podcast. Again, this is about a life update for myself and the podcast going forward here on the Wolf's Den Podcast. All right, here we are back after 6 weeks. It's been since, God, the end of February was my last podcast. I was supposed to drop a podcast on March 2nd. That would have been a Wednesday. But a couple issues came about. So I didn't record a podcast for March 2nd. I did my normal stream on Tuesday night. I went till about 12:30 that night or so, and I was just super tired. I knew I had to do the podcast for you guys, stuff like that. But I decided, well, I'm used to going to bed at like 2:30, 3 o'clock every night, waking up at 7:30 every morning. And I decided, you know what, how about I just go to bed now? I'll be asleep by 1. I'll just wake up at 6. I'll record the podcast. It takes about 30 to 45 minutes anyways. I'll just do it. You know, that's how long they usually take. What you guys hear here on the podcast, it's one take. There's no redos. There's no anything like that. No major editing. It's just record, go. That's how it is. That's how I do my podcast. You guys get raw podcast. And honestly, I'm probably one of the very few podcasters that actually do raw first takes, no redos. There's nothing like that. I don't have a big production studio that's backing me or anything like that. So what you guys get is because, well, it's one take. So some of the consequences of doing one take podcasts is you just never know where you might screw up. You might say a word that's not right or something like that. And usually, you know, these bigger podcasters, they'll go back, they'll hear it, and then they'll just say the word real quick and fix the name, this and that, or whatever. I don't do that. What you get and what you hear is what you get and what you hear. That's because it's just one take. And that's because I want to be raw and I want to be, you know, with the folk. You know, that's just how it is. So I decided I would do my podcast at 6 in the morning, probably 5:30. I would wake up, just get ready to go to work. I do work a 9 to 5. Actually, I start at 8 and I get off at 4:30, but regardless. And so I was going to just, you know, record the podcast, cut it, upload it, and just let it go from there. That's just how it was. I had all the bullet points right here. I have 3 monitors. I had them literally sitting in front of my middle monitor, stuff like that. Just going to go. Right now, I don't have any bullet points. I'm just shooting. And when I say the bullet points, it's just, you know, hey, here's something for the topic. Here's what you can discuss. Sometimes I don't hit bullet points and sometimes I add bullet points. That's just how it is. It's raw. And I just, you know, it's just a visual. Hey, here's an idea real quick. Talk about this. I talk about these things in my head when I'm on the shower or in the shower or was sitting on the toilet while I'm even at work. I start thinking of different things to say and stuff like that, how I want to approach things. So that's just how it is right now. This is just, it's all shooting. It's pretty much in wrestling how they do shoot promos and they just go off script. Well, this is what my podcasts are. They are shoot promos pretty much. So with that, you guys, so I was going to record the podcast in the morning and stuff like that. Well, I'm asleep. I'm in bed. Actually, I'm sleeping on the couch in my basement or the chair in my basement just because me and my wife started sleeping in separate rooms because she was so far along in the pregnancy. She was 9 months pregnant and stuff like that. Literally do any day. And she calls me at 1:20 in the morning. Thus, my water just broke. I'm like, all right. I just wake up, go into a daze, and actually, I didn't even fully fall asleep. I was, like, right there. So I get up, I go upstairs, I get changed, I get, you know, get ready to go to the hospital, call my mom. She's going to come and watch our son, our 2-year-old, while we're at the hospital and stuff like that. And I will say an hour and a half later, she gave birth to our second son an hour and a half after her water broke. So yeah, that March 2nd podcast never even got recorded because of that reason. And the reason why I did hold off on truly recording it is because I didn't want to have a podcast drop the day my son was born, you know, and it's like, oh, my son's going to be here literally any day when, okay, the podcast drops at 6 a.m, but why did I tweet out at 4 a.m. that my son was born? You know, that kind of doesn't make sense, you know, timeline stuff like that, even though, yes, podcasts are recorded and stuff like that. That's just how it is. I'm going to grab a quick Gatorade drink. That's just how podcasts are recorded, and, you know, they can last. I'd say, like, some of the bigger podcasters will have podcasts that sit and sit and sit for a month, we'll say. And that's just, you know, that's how they do it, but that's their real job. They are professional podcasters. That is their job. They get paid to do podcasts, so they can do a podcast every day, and they'll, you know, upload, like, for a week. Okay, so you're recording 7 times, but you're uploading 4. So, I mean, the numbers don't match, but that means they have stuff in their vault. I don't have that luxury. I don't have that kind of stuff. So, it's just something that, you know, I don't do, but I do plan on doing that. That's part of my future plans, is to have podcasts ready to upload weeks and weeks in advance, I hope, one of these days. You know, try and be more ahead of schedule, but the reason why I've been so far behind is just because I didn't know when my son was going to be born, so I was really holding off, like, 1 or 2 nights prior to a podcast dropping. Like, right now, I'm actually recording this podcast. It's currently 11:07 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and this podcast is going to drop at 6 a.m., literally in 7 hours. So, poor planning? No. It's because I didn't really know what I wanted to talk about here with you guys. Until I was literally sitting there eating dinner, because I know I have a lot of ideas, but it was a matter of putting pen to paper for bullet points, as I talked about. A lot of it was struggle to come back, because there's been a lot of other things, like, content wise. I've changed going from playing Warzone to now I play mostly Apex, or even a lot of community games, like I said in the intro. I am going to be live tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and playing Jackbox as well as Marbles on Stream. That's just how I've been doing things. I've been doing a lot of community nights and stuff like that lately. Warzone has actually just absolutely destroyed me mentally and everything, as well as trying to push out content for it. So right now I'm just making a change, and that's just what I have to do. I gotta change things around. All right, before we continue any farther, I'm going to take a little bit of a break. We're going to take an ad break. Make sure you guys come back. I'll see you guys on the other side. Hey, do you suck at sleeping? And if you say yes to that question, then I have the perfect solution for you without using melatonin or any type of drugs. It is simply just blue light glasses. That's right, blue light glasses by Gamer Advantage, to be honest. Now, the reason why Gamer Advantage is because they are the only clinically proven #1 blue light glasses in the entire world that have proven facts that their glasses actually work. Now, the reason why these glasses actually work is because of the technology of how they make their lenses. The blue light blocking technology that is put into the lenses are used to actually help penetrate and keep blue light from going into your eyes, which, if that happens, then you start producing less melatonin, which means you don't sleep better at night. And the reason for that is because blue light is literally everywhere, in your monitors, your screens, and your phones, your TVs, anywhere like that that has blue light, it is going to affect you no matter what time of the day, which means that your body is not producing the melatonin that you need to sleep. Not only that, but they are also very fashionable and they are stylish. Okay, you're going to look like a nice, sexy beast wearing these glasses. And I will tell you right now, these glasses, I have three pairs now. I just recently got the brand new Horizon pink colored glasses. And let me tell you, pink might not be for everybody, but I do wear an outfit on stream that this outfit will actually work great with these glasses. Not only that, they have two separate type of lenses. They have the suppressors, which are made for casual gaming and light amount of in front of the monitors and the screens and stuff like that. Or they even have the sleeper glasses, which I am wearing currently right now that are for the hardcore gamers or those that spend a long period of time in front of monitors and stuff like that. And that way you can get the right lens for the amount of time that you're in front of monitors and everything else like that. Recently, Gamer Advantage has started to collab with another Michigan brand out there to create recycled frames from water bottles from the Flint water crisis in Flint, Michigan, right here in my home state. So why don't you guys head over to GamerAdvantage.com and check out what they have and see what your loadout would be and the perfect glasses for you. All right, and if you guys use code 65 at checkout, you guys will save 10% off your entire purchase. And not only that, they do now officially ship worldwide other than Australia. Australia is still having problems when it comes to COVID and stuff like that, as well as taking in shipments. So right now, Australians, I am sorry for you guys right now, but they are currently in the works of trying to get their stuff over to you guys. But at this point, it's between Gamer Advantage, the U.S. government, as well as the Australian government. Don't worry, they are going to work on it. But now that they are officially shipped in the U.K., as well as everywhere else in the entire world, you guys head over to GamerAdvantage.com and use code 65 at checkout to save 10% off your entire purchase and enjoy the stylish and fashionable, best, number one clinically proven blue light glasses in the entire world right now. And that way you guys can start sleeping better today. All right, you guys, now that we're on the other side of that break, let's just talk about, you know, the future of the podcast itself. I mean, I want to continue doing new podcasts each and every single week. I just know that's not going to be completely possible. So here's what I'm going to try and start doing is 15 to 20 episodes. Per season, 15 to 20. So that'd be 15 to 20 weeks of straight production of podcasts, as well as after that season, I would take a 2 to 4 week break. Most likely it'd just be a 2 week break. So I'd do the 15 to 20 podcasts. And then once the 15 to 20 are done, I'll just not do a podcast for 2 weeks and then I'll come back in for a new season and stuff like that. I do want to bring guests back onto the podcast, especially this season. I have a lot of people that I want to bring on. Not just, you know, guests as in like, you know, streamers and YouTubers and stuff like that, but I'm talking about people that are actually in the industry itself. One of the big people that I want to try and bring on is the CEO of Gamer Advantage. You know, he is, he'd be a great person to just come on and talk about the glasses, not even for me to promote like you guys just heard here and stuff like that. But it's actually just somebody that can actually relate to gamers itself, you know, talk about, you know, some of the things that he wants to talk about, you know, why should you actually invest in your eyes and stuff like that. He can explain this stuff a lot better than I can. And I just did a 3.5 minute ad for you guys. So if my 3.5 minute ad can't convince you, this man can, let me tell you. All right, he's one of the ideas that I have. So, Brian, if you are listening, hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, I'm just throwing it out there for you. Another person that I want to try and get on is, you know, a social media manager or two, a partnership manager or two. You know, I just want to bring on some guests, you know, talk about the different things, you know, what we have actually talked about, what it actually takes to, you know, gain a partnership, what it takes to, you know, work with people in the industry, not just actually, you know, be in the industry, but to actually work with people in the industry. You know, I'm an upfront guy with you guys. There's been people I've reached out to that have said, yeah, I want to be on the podcast, this and that, you know, but I reached out to them back in like November and yet they still haven't been on the podcast. Even, you know, taking the 6 weeks off, they still haven't even tried coming close to trying to contact me. So I mean, I'm gonna reach back out to them and see what happens, but you know, there's a lot of people out there that I want to have on this podcast, and I just want to grow the podcast. You know, I've already had like Namaste Woken here, who talked about, you know, women in gaming and stuff like that, and I've also, that was mostly to talk about those reasons and stuff like that. And since then, she has actually been doing great for herself. She's now partnered on Twitch, and I'm super proud of that. You know, she's an awesome person, definitely deserves it. But then there's also people that have been here on the podcast that have actually stopped making content altogether. And it kind of sucks, to be honest. You know, this podcast can bring people on and they can do good things. It's not because of the podcast. They're already making that for themselves. Just so you guys are aware. Oh, Gatorade. No G Field tonight. But then there's people that, you know, can come on the podcast and then start having second thoughts about what they're doing and stuff like that because of it. The podcast isn't necessarily to make or break you. It's meant to kind of just promote yourself, what you're doing, but also to talk about and think for you to actually think about, is this really what I should be doing? And, you know, even for me, you know, the podcast is really making me think all the time. Is this really what I want to do? And fuck yeah, it is. Fuck yeah, this is what I want to do. I love doing podcasting. I love making YouTube videos, TikToks, and streaming. I absolutely, absolutely love it. Granted, my wife might fucking hate it, but, you know, she married me. I love her. She loves me. And she supports me. That's always what it is. And we have two beautiful sons out of this, out of all of this, you know. Since both my sons were born, I've been making content since, you know, for 4 years now. God, I need to get used to talking a lot again. I've gone through almost an entire bottle of Gatorade, and we've only been doing this for 30 minutes. So, with that, you guys, you know, the future of the podcast is, it's bright, and hopefully I can continue growing. I know that after 6 weeks, I got to reconnect with you guys itself. So here's what I'm going to start doing. You know, the 15 to 20 week podcast at once a week, every Friday here, wherever you're listening to, on Apple, Spotify, Google Pod, Apple Pod, wherever you guys are listening. Thank you guys, first off, for everything that you guys have done, all the way from Germany to New Zealand to Canada to Brazil to Japan, Australia. Appreciate you guys so much. From everybody that's all over the world that is listening to the podcast, I appreciate you guys for sticking by. If you guys do, head over to my personal Twitter at TylerMCD65. You guys can see stuff into my personal life as well as my personal endeavors of content creating. But then the Wolf's Den Pod on Twitter, where we talk about the podcast. Make sure you guys check out the pinned tweet so that way you guys can ask questions or even just, you know, give me statements and stuff like that. Whatever you guys want. And it might just get right here on the podcast. So with that, you guys, we're going to end the podcast here. And I will see you guys next week here at the Wolf's Den Podcast, the podcast for gamers, to gamers, and about gamers.